So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Looks like it's just me and you today, Joey D. Looks like it very well could just be me and Giuseppe D. From the start, I mean that's the way that things have started, Joseph,
Where's
and here
Michael?
they are. I don't know. I don't know. It's concerning. You know, he's a very timely guy. I'll always give that to him, but
Yeah, he's gonna be like, oh, Joe said he's gotta be late, so he's gonna throw it back on me. So I'm not
well,
gonna say
no.
anything.
Part, I mean, partially true, but you let them know we have our moments.
I mean, this drawbridge shit that goes on here is just really
Terrible.
it you know, they completely disregard everybody else's time in order to let the boats cross. I guess they have to go, but at the same time, it's just a complete inconvenience.
Do you think that you should get the benefit of the doubt over the people that are voting? And why, if so?
When it comes to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, I definitely should. I'll
Right.
go on record and say that the Brilliantly Dumb Show should come before somebody voting on a Saturday afternoon.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, I mean, you just came from the Nordic cycle. So
Dude, I'm freezing right now. It's fucking, you know what I did this time? I put my arms in, and the
tough.
palms of your hand, for some reason, the palms of your hand are like the coldest area. Like I lost all feeling. I was numb.
There's not a lot of flesh.
Oh no, dude. It's just like even I don't have fat in my hands.
No, there's not a lot there. It's tough. It's
You
very
know what? You
tough.
know what was perturbed? What was really perturbing to me? Is that a word, perturbing or disturbing?
I don't think so, but I'd
I
like
was
to hear
perturbed.
where are
Yeah.
you going?
Apparently, people do it naked.
Oh, I have.
And that's just, well, that's your own, first of all, that's a problem because I'll never use that thing now. But secondly, it's not hygienic for a public place to be letting
Oh
people
yeah,
go in naked.
that is a problem.
Well, I mean, what are we
That
doing here, man?
I don't
You
like at
wouldn't
all.
go and use a piece of gym equipment
That
that someone laid on naked.
no. That how do you know that they're doing that?
Apparently, the lady was like, oh, you might get the best benefits, people say, when they go naked. And I'm like,
See.
well, what are they fucking cleaning the shit out? Or they have jets that are, I mean, I it's very disturbing.
Just out of curiosity, what do they charge for something like that, D?
$10.
Oh, that's it? $10 for the cold plunge and the sauna?
Yeah, for the hour.
Oh, that's nothing. Jeez. But
I
the
know.
naked thing really bothers
The
me.
naked thing threw me off a little bit, if I'm being honest. I use the example of a gym. It's a communal area that people use. You wouldn't lay on a bench press with your bare ass on the fucking gym press on the bench press, and then you lay on it with shorts. And then you still have the wipes to clean it after you use it, so there's no sweat or anything off of it.
By the way,
You
Joseph,
wouldn't go just naked.
I need you in tip-top shape for streaming week this week. We have to put in a certain amount. I actually like that with
Well, you
Twitch
went
that
to
they make
LA.
you
We
do
could have
a.
been streaming all weekend.
I know. You know what, though?
I
We'll
mean,
make
I
up
get
for
it.
it.
The LA play does sound fun.
I didn't know that there was a Rayo's buyout, though.
Well, you can go tonight, no? Or tomorrow?
I go tomorrow. I think I'm gonna go tomorrow for the Sunday gravy. But something
Are
about
you going to do the
Friday.
Sunday gravy though?
Yeah, I would. The problem is it just kind of takes away from all the other things. Like when you get the Sunday gravy, you're almost stuck with the Sunday gravy. Like I want to do a little bit of
Well, you could do all
everything.
the starters still. You could even
You could
do
do the
a.
starters, but you just miss out on some of the entrees.
Yeah, but it's the only day they do the Sunday gravy. I feel like it's
kind of sacrilegious to go on Sunday gravy day and not do the Sunday gravy.
I agree. That's why I think I do. You know, a lot of people are sending me pictures from the table that they have my picture on the Hall of Fame wall. And I don't think people really realize that in a way I kind of forced myself onto the wall. It wasn't really like
you don't need to tell them that.
Yeah. I mean, they said if you bring in a picture, we would put you on the wall.
Oh, then that's fair game. That's Lord knows you paid the mortgage on that place.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what?
Go ahead.
I have a hat on at the picture, and people really frown upon the hat at the dinner table.
Yeah, a lot of people get very vocal about the hat thing at the dinner table.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the hat is like, it's like kind of like your escape.
Protector? Of course.
Yeah. It's like it'd be like you're going into a football field and you put your helmet on to protect you. That hairline that you're just trying to just control it. And the hat, it just does wonders.
I feel exposed. I really do.
I think if people could understand where you're coming from a psychological standpoint, they wouldn't just think that you're being rude. Like, they wouldn't think that you have bad table manners. They'd be like, oh, I get it. It's a safe space. The hat is a safe space.
It is a safe space. That's correct. By the way, I just think I need to find a way to comb it too. Like there's some volume there, but I need to find what to do with it. Because if I go back with it, then it lets the forehead really fly.
Yeah, I think you got to embrace that messy look. Like, you know, when you go to the barber, the first, or like a good salon, and the first time you come out of there, they put that product in. It's not even, it's like a paste or something, you know, and you leave and it looks so good. And you're like, you don't want to shower. You don't want to do anything because you're afraid. Like, once, I got to let the dog in here. Look at this guy.
That's okay.
But once you get back, you know that the first time you style your own hair, it's going to be problematic because you'll never get it the way that they do it. And I think if you just learn how to do that, but you it'll go a long way.
You go to a salon?
Now with the longer hair, I go to salon. I don't mess around with the local barber. They don't know how to cut
Mikey, you
long
see that
hair,
right
Bob.
You come in, Mikey. He's just Vidal taking a quick. It's Vidal unbelievable. Sassoon.
Well, no, listen. I went to barbers for years, my whole life. But there is something like a lot of these guys, they've perfected the fade. They perfected like the straight shave. They perfected all this stuff. But you go in there with long hair and you're telling them to take an inch off or do this or do that, which I don't even know. Really, I'm still learning my way around the long hair. I feel like it's just outside of their wheelhouse maybe a little bit. Like, you go to a salon and they kind of specialize in that. You know, they're more like in tuned with cutting long hair and females' hair and stuff. Like, it's more in their wheelhouse.
You know who hit me up, which is, it could be a very, he said that he wants to collab. Now, I don't know what collab that consists
Q,
of.
Q, the barber?
Better. Way better than Q. Way better than Q.
What do we got?
This guy's kids watch the show, the one, the only. Dr. Dower has reached out yet again in regards to a possible.
Whoa.
So maybe Turkey, maybe I don't have to go to Turkey.
Maybe you do a 2-for-1 job, you and Mikey, for Dower, and you just get him on the show.
Mikey's free.
I don't want hair, dog.
Mikey's free. Do you feel free, Michael?
What's so funny?
What do you mean you don't want
hair? I don't
hair?
Want hair, bro. I'll rock this all day, dog.
You're there.
Mikey, if I offered you an opportunity next week, that you'd get an entire, like the whole shebang procedure done, pro bono,
right?
Or in like, just all you'd have to do is just sport your new.
Yeah, I know what pro bono
on the Brilliantly
means.
Dumb show. Yeah. You would turn that down.
Yeah, I and here's why. I've committed to the Bald Brotherhood, and I'm not going to be a turncoat because I remember what it felt like when Urlacher got hair. And I was kind of taken back by that a little bit. Like, I, you know, my memories of him was a bald warrior. And I feel like I've made the commitment and I'm not going to go back now because everyone's going to know if I do that, if I'm fully bald and then all of a sudden I have hair.
Well, but Bob's done it. He's embraced it.
But Bob was not bald yet. He didn't make the commitment to shave his entire head.
But he was bald.
I made the punt.
Take it easy over there.
We know he's a little follically challenged.
It was more than follow through challenge for
but
a while,
he didn't,
Michael.
He didn't take the leap into the deep end to go in full shape.
Mikey, I got a picture. I'm sure Joe has it somewhere. I have a picture where I got Employee of the Month at the Four Seasons. Okay? And they put this thing on the wall.
It is the worst photo of Bob I've ever seen in my life.
It is one of the absolute worst photos you've ever seen.
I don't
seen.
Think Mikey could get his hands on it because it'd be problematic for you, Bob.
For sure. But the thing is, sure. Mikey, here's what I will say. Brian Urlacher, his career is over in the sense of football. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best linebackers that I've ever seen. And one could say you're just starting your career. So what if the...
I hope not.
No, you are. No, but your internet career is
my
really...
My internet career?
Yeah, your influencing career has not even hit its...
I'm just scratching the surface.
100%. Yeah, I think you look back 5-10 years from now, now's the time to do it. With that being said...
What is that behind you, by the way? What is that?
It's a painting.
Really?
That's the one that was in oh no, this is he's in LA.
Is that new?
No, I'm in
Los
Angeles.
Oh, he's in LA.
Oh.
Now we can't
touch.
Where
are you
though? We
can't. You're not touch... your old place, are you?
No.
Okay. I'm in LA.
Okay. We can touch on that, the infamous Aaron Judge.
The Aaron Judge, yeah.
That was one of the worst.
Here's my issue with that picture.
What was that?
Tell him, Mike. Tell just preface it, Mike, because it's one of the very worst.
He sent it to me in a text, and he goes, "How awful is this?" I go, I was just speechless because it's like Aaron Judge with like these gigantic, for people who haven't seen it yet, like these gigantic like Cuban link chains and a Cuban link ring and a pinky ring. And that's the worst part of the picture because he's got all these rings on, but not one of them is a World Series ring, which is like, if you're going to take a picture with rings on as an athlete of that magnitude, you want it to be a championship ring, not just like some fucking like pinky ring that you got from, you know, your local jeweler. But he's smoking a cigar. Like, it's just a bizarre, bizarre picture. It's just weird. And he's like, yeah, I was hammered when I got it. And I was like, well, there's no other way there's no way that's a sober purchase.
It's gonna bad. Look ridiculous.
Did you see it,
Joe?
Bad.
You're this one, right?
That'd be the one, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's
that looks horrible, man.
One of the very worst purchases of all time.
With the Zippo lighter and that looks like a Richard Mille watch. I mean, listen, that's a super nice piece.
It's a nice piece.
How many Cuban links does this guy have on?
Bro,
would you and write the, none the, of those as a world series?
The thing is, I don't. Here's the other thing.
I don't think he wears chains like
that's
that.
That's what I was gonna say. When Judge is out in public, I've seen pictures of him. I don't think he ever rocks jewelry.
I'm better off with a Verdugo painting.
Right. That would fit a lot better.
Now,
that would
fit a lot it's better. So I actually
go Yankees. By the way,
go Yanks. They're back. I tagged a lot of the Yankees players that are friends of the program, and they thought it was fucking hysterical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that it is sponsored by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you got to get something off your chest. Lord knows I got a few things to get off my chest. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. Get something off your chest today. Do the right thing. Get the right help. Better help.
A big part of me and Mikey's bond is the Yankees. We come baseball season, just the back and forth we have on the Yankees is great. It's almost every single game, live or die. Joe, I almost can't talk the Yankees with him because he's so upset that dear friend of the program, Anthony Volpe, still does not follow him, which I think is preposterous. And I haven't said it to you how ridiculous I think.
Who gives a shit?
I'll tell you who does. That
I'm gonna,
guy.
I'm
does.
Gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna
he
tell
doesn't
you why.
Follow this, me either, Mikey. That's not.
I know,
a big
but
deal.
There's two reasons. So one, I have a quasi connection with him, which he knows quasi. About.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
So he played baseball at Del Barton,
right.
with Holly's legitimate first cousin. So, okay. Like that was discussed. Me and him have had that conversation because that's a common like you know I go to holiday dinners.
So
with
he
this
should
kid,
follow
with this kid.
You because of that.
Yeah, I need a better case than this. No, you got time, Mike. You got time.
I mean,
I
said it was a two pronged thing. Number one is the quasi connection through family. That's one. Number two is the fact that I've now had like 3 or 4 in-person conversations with him. So I feel like it's just like, you know, the first time
maybe
we met.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Maybe. That's the only thing I could come up with at this point. That's the only thing I could come up with
but
at this point.
But he also, I don't think
he's not big on social media. He's not.
No, so like he's maybe not. It's not like he's sitting there saying, oh, I've turned down the Brotherhood.
This
like,
brings me, by the way, to a great point. There's 3 bucket list follows that I have right now that I need. I really need them. One is Volpe.
Sure.
2 is Chris Fowler, who I've gone back and forth with now on Instagram. I really need a follow from Fowler. I need the follow.
I love Fowler, but that's your bucket list.
Yeah, that's a bucket list follow. Okay. Sure. And then 3rd is Mel Kiper. And me and Mel have gone back and forth now on Instagram last couple of weeks. I need
Chris
follow
Fowler.
Here's a follow that doesn't follow me that drives me nuts. And Joe knows what this one is.
Oh, I know this one too.
This guy?
Yeah, that's
he does
you don't remember
football.
Him? He does the games with Herb Street, but he used to host College Game Day. He was the best.
Why is that? That's a bucket list.
Listen,
bucket list should be like Michael Jordan or shit.
No,
like
no, but I will
that's
say
pie
though,
in the sky shit. Like I you know, it's like that's this guy has substance. I like his content. I think his content's great. I send it to Bob all the time.
Some followers, it has substance. Some of them's personal. And by the way, I'll tell you, a guy who's got a couple personal vendettas in the follower front is the one and only Joey D. If you think Joey D's got the sword. Oh, D-Man, you have some people out there. Joe will like give me like a certain golf influencer like that. On paper, like it's not for us. The content's not for us. And Joe will be like, I really like this guy, Bob. He's really good. And we'll immediately go to this guy's page and you'll see that he follows Joe. Yeah, so that's why Joe gets the benefit of that. Because you watch the content and you're like, there's no way, like, this isn't our type of, this isn't what we usually like. And then you see that they follow. Am I right, Joey D?
I just think sometimes there have been times where I've put myself out there to give a follow,
but what do you mean by put your, how are you putting
like
yourself out
it's
there?
Probably like there's certain people who I probably wouldn't follow, but I go out and extend the olive branch just to do the right thing. Right. And then it's like,
so it's a pity. It's a pity follow then is what you're saying.
Perhaps, but then it's like, you would at least expect like I think a lot of people, if you follow them and you're in the space
a lot of people.
That we're in, they'll give you back the respect follow back. And if it's like, if I'm going out of my way, there's been times where I've went and followed somebody. I'm like, I don't really want to, but I'll do it. Went and followed, and then weeks go by and they didn't follow me back. So I just unfollowed them again. Cause it's like, you know what? It's just not worth it for me to be associated with this person. And then they can't even give me a compliment.
I mean, how are you being associated with
one of the sickest? One of the sickest going right now.
It's not like you're collabing with them. It's just you're following them. Like, you think people are going to your list of who you follow and checking, you know?
They're like, it's like if you're on the playground and, you know, you're getting picked by somebody, you know, you pick somebody back the next time the
game
goes.
Got it. Yeah. Like a pickup game of dodgeball.
Yeah. I would like to think that they would pick me at some point.
Right.
Especially if I'm going out of my way and they're not my first choice to have on my team. But you know, I give them the pick, and then, you know, the next time I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs, and they leave me fucking hanging for the dust.
Tell you what follower, it drives me nuts because I'm very close.
I've explained. This
what
to
was
so
it?
Many
yeah,
times.
No,
totally derailed on that. Totally.
I'm close with this guy. I mean, this is my guy.
I think I've heard you say this before.
Max Homa. Max Homa follows me on follows Bob Does Sports. Okay. Follows all the guys. So a lot of times
he follows Perez and Joe.
Oh yeah. Well, that's our guy. I mean,
but he doesn't follow Brilliantly Dumb.
But here's a caveat, Mikey.
That's gotta be,
there's a caveat.
Bob Does Sports.
Yes. He thinks Bob Does Sports is Bob's account.
Right. Right.
But I've had conversations with him through
from the Brilliantly Dumb account.
I was texting Homa when he was making his run at the Masters. We were texting the night before Sunday. I was texting back and forth. He's got it. No,
he
by this
probably
point,
thinks you run really both accounts. And by the way, to follow someone on 2 accounts is even more than follow. I mean, that's a real, you're really putting yourself out there. If you follow somebody on two accounts, Mikey. Like, if he thinks Bob is Bob to Sports and then Brilliantly Dumb, he'd be like, okay, well, there's no need to follow Brilliantly Dumb because I already follow Bob to Sports.
Yeah, I feel like he follows the Bob to Sports, and that's his homage to you. He's paying homage to you through that follow, and I think that's allowed.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the good thing is I think Volpe, this might get back to Volpe, and maybe Volpe does hit you with the follow. I think you are being hard on him about that follow. That'd be a big day.
He doesn't follow me. I don't hold it against him. I don't think he's a big social media guy.
I'm not holding it against him. I just said it was a follow I'd like to see. That's all. That's not like I'm going out and tagging the guy, bashing the guy. Never. He's our guy. I mean, that's
a great follow.
There's one that bothers me.
That's our shortstop.
That's our shortstop. What bothers you, Joey D? What's on your mind?
It doesn't bother, but it would make me feel – it would be nice to get a complimentary one because he's in our realm. He's a hockey guy, and I feel like he's just awesome. And I actually still like him, even though there's been never a follow back. And he follows you and Perez, and I think Bob does Sports.
Hold on.
And this one bothers me. And
it better not be Alex Killorn.
No.
Okay. That's
I talk to him all the time.
Okay.
It's Biz Nasty. And I really like him. And I think he's really, I think he's a good follow. But the fact he follows you, Perez, Bob to Sports, and I would love to be able to chop it up with him as a fellow hockey dude. I would really, I would love to play with them. I think they'd be fucking amazing. Bro. But it's just, there's never been, and I'm not one. I'm not going to reach out and DM him or something like that.
No, I see.
He's on the hockey night in Canada. Like, he's a real – he seems –
Oh,
like
he follows me, this guy.
No way.
Is this the guy?
No. Oh, this would really stink.
Paul Bizzonetti? Yeah.
Oh, does that a follow back that I see there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, you're not – can I see that again, Mikey?
Yeah, hold on.
Paul Bissonnette.
Paul, 501,000 followers he's got.
Oh, that's got to really sting for the team, man. Oh, that's got to really.
I don't understand.
Oh, man. That's got to really, really sting for the D-man.
I don't see him following.
No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't follow. I don't even know. I got to be honest. This is the first I've ever heard of him.
I was going to say I didn't even know you. You didn't even know who he was.
No. Yeah.
If I could have one Bob Does Sports guest, my dream guest.
It's him?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are.
I hope he hears this. I really think that he'd be great. On the show with Whitney, I think they'd be awesome.
Oh, he's the Pink Whitney guys.
Yeah,
is that right. Okay. Yeah. I know that. I just didn't know who was behind.
Dude,
it.
Okay. There's some guys where when I go to DM them, like if I go to DM them again to get them on the show, I almost fear them messaging back because when they do, they're going to see a long list of messages of asked to get them on
like
the show.
Tony Finau.
Business Tony, the day that Tony Finau opens that DM is gonna be a tough day. It's gonna be a tough day.
It comes with the territory, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna hold that against somebody or be like, oh, that's a rat. Like they obviously know by your following and your engagement that you're not some sociopath. Like, you're not just a guy that's like there, doesn't post, has two followers. Like, that's, I mean, that's not, I don't know. I don't know. I think we overthink things like that so much, but. Go ahead.
Have you gentlemen ever had a situation where there's like someone follows you of such high, you know, like an unbelievable follow that you're like, why is this guy following me?
And you don't want to follow back?
No. But like, you want to DM that guy and you want to pick your point, but then you're scared. Like when that person, if that person responds to your DM, you don't know if that conversation's dead or if it's going to continue. Do you guys have someone like that?
Yes.
What do you mean? Mikey? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, I had one. I'll be honest. Like when Troy Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback from Ohio State, when he followed me kind of out of the blue, I was like, this is bizarre. I was like, this is a little bizarre. So then I was like, I did DM him and I was like, you know, big fan, appreciate it. And he started in right away, machine gun DMs back and forth. Like,
wow, that's
Yeah, definitely.
But there's
times
where you don't know if you're going to get something back. I remember the first time I DM'd Mahomes, and I didn't know if he was going to never respond or not.
he was setting that up, Mikey. He was
I'm not setting anything up.
And then I DM'd the most popular football player in the world, and he just came right back at me.
I know. I'm saying there's been other guys who I've DM'd, and I don't get much watch back, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you got to go back to the well. Yeah, yeah. And no, it's like, what do I do now? I can't do that. I've already shot my shot.
I'll do that with Mel Kiper. There's nobody else.
Yeah, Mel Kiper.
But Mel's going like heavy into the content game right now. Did you see yesterday what he posted?
No.
He's going to do a big board top five for top five orange crushes and crab cakes that he finds throughout. I guess he lives in Maryland. So he's going to rank a big board of best crab cakes, best orange crust. I mean, this is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Why don't you send him a video of you doing the impersonation of him?
I've tagged him and stuff. He's liked it. He's commented on it. Like, he's tagged me.
Oh, that's a great start.
No, it is. It is. I got
to work. Why don't you ask him to come on the Burnley Dumb Show?
I need him. I need him. You know, you talk about a guy who, like, you would think, like, this guy backed himself into a corner because all he does is the NFL draft. That's a very niche, small thing, but he just became the face of an entire entity. He is the NFL draft.
I was watching previous draft, like situations where teams drafted players that they like that were busts. And there was one where he goes off and then the GM goes, who's this Mel Kiper?
Yeah. That was like when he first started. Yeah. Who's Mel Kiper anyway? Yeah.
Bob, you got to watch it. It's hilarious. GM starts going for his throat.
And all due respect to Mel, but when you're in that business and you're making predictions like that about guys, you're trying to project guys coming out of college, like you're going to miss. There's going to be a lot of misses. So like he has those takes where it's like, yeah. I love him. Great.
Yeah.
I think Mikey, you could easily get him.
No, not easy. He's
how many followers does he have?
He doesn't have a lot because he just started getting onto Instagram. He just started like getting into the content game.
I get a kick out of the certain like players and stuff. A lot of pro golfers are that way where you know they're not running their account, but they have to play the social media.
It's just him. He's
game.
Only got 8,000 followers, Mike.
That's him. Yeah, I know.
Very doable.
That's extremely doable, Mike.
But it might be hard for him to like see the messages and like. He's like,
he might not be tuned in.
He can't navigate the messages yet.
Right.
He can't navigate.
You know what it's like?
He can navigate a tag and a comment, though. He can navigate a tag and a comment.
Right. By the way, you know what is,
I got to ask you guys, it's hard sometimes on Twitter. Like people, you'll get tagged in someone's reply, but then I don't know what the reply
is to.
Then you almost have to go to their page and look at replies. It's really confusing.
In regards to Twitter, you just keep doing exactly what you're doing. He has the best. I was saying this to Jet the other day. Cutsy's Twitter is, I mean, I bought it maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. It's the most entertaining. It's the best. Cutsy's Twitter is really everything you would want it to be.
I don't think I'm doing it right though, Bob.
No, you are. That's why. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing exactly what you do.
But Joe's not wrong with Twitter. When you get involved in like a discussion with multiple tags on it,
it's so hard to follow.
That's what's annoying because somebody could be talking to somebody else in the conversation. And if they don't go to that button to remove your tag, it's just, you just keep getting notification that you're mentioned in all this shit. And it gets a little,
and you want to know what's being mentioned. Like if they're talking shit, you want to be able to go.
You're going to let go of that though soon, because that's never ending. I mean, that just goes and goes.
Some people,
the lobster tail thing went on for like 3 fucking days, bro.
Oh, Mikey, let me ask you something. Did you believe that take? Did you really believe? Like, did you really stand by that, or was some of that?
No, I would stand by that. I would still co-sign that lobster tail is a side. Yeah, I would.
And you think more than coleslaw? Because I know
I'm glad you brought this up.
Bob got murdered.
I wanted to say this about coleslaw. In New Jersey, and maybe it's just around here, when you order a sandwich dish, when you order a club sandwich, you know, maybe a steak sandwich, a burger, traditionally in Jersey, especially at diners, which are very prevalent around here, the coleslaw is automatically given on the plate in a smaller ramekin, like this big. It's like an automatic that comes with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's customary everywhere else. So maybe in other places that is like, you got to ask for that. That is a side. But in Jersey, it's kind of just accoutrement that comes with the dish automatically.
Well, yeah, I think it's a lot companion. Of dishes. Yeah, I think a lot of dishes coleslaw comes on the side, but I still think
it's like saying a pickle is a side in Jersey. That would be very similar because a pickle comes with all the sandwiches too, Bob.
Yeah, no, I think coleslaw is absolutely side. Now, with that being said, though, it was a bad call by me. I still think it's a side, but
you could have got it in the fifth round. I think it would have changed.
Yeah, it would have been there. It would have been there late. It would
for
have been
me
there
to lose that draft after having mac and cheese and fries. French fries. Yeah, it was my draft.
I got to be honest though, even with my list, which I thought was a good list, but when we read the list last week at the end, when we do that, I really thought it was going to be very much even across the board. I was surprised that it was that big of a difference. I really was. I did not.
By the way,
think
you know what? I got to tell you, was our listeners need to start eating some fucking vegetables, dude, because they acted like the vegetable play on mine. Like
a text. That's
it was a great fucking text. Yeah.
It's like I'm picking something like it's otherworldly. Cream spinach. It's like, well, have a vegetable, bro. You know, our followers are probably as fat as we are, dude, by the sound. You had every carb, starch, everything that you could have picked. And Mikey, it's a good list. But
he keeps saying as fat as we are. He's looping me and you into that conversation, Bob. And that makes me very generalizing.
I am mentally obese.
This guy runs like 8 miles a day.
He has the mentality of a fat son.
Oh, yes, he does.
I told him the other day, I'm like, Bob, the day your metabolism shoots down, you are in for a rude.
That's a doomsday scenario awakening for Bob.
I am mentally obese.
We got a few years on it, Mike.
Yes.
I really am. Oh, I'll tell you who's really cut it out is Par 3 Poppy. Ticket is on a mission, man.
Good for him, bro.
He is really doing.
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? He's doing, like, it's very nominal. And I will tip my cap. And I have a lot of respect. He's doing it the wrong way. You can't You can't go no carbs for 2 months. When he gets back on the carb, he's going to balloon like Grimace. It's going to come all back.
Listen to Jack Lane over here. Listen to him.
Look who called me that I answered the phone. Ticket's on the line. He couldn't hear that from that side, but he's on the line. That's why I brought him up.
Well, no, but that's the problem is that he's doing it great. But like, it's like when I used to do the intermittent fasting, Bob, and I wouldn't eat anything.
Now I think that no carbs is so much harder than intermittent fasting. I think intermittent fasting, if you do it the right way,
I'd have one meal a day, Mikey, and I'd lose 20 pounds.
But that's not necessary to have one meal a day, though.
I understand that. I went extreme. And I'd lose 20 to 25 pounds, and then I'd go back to eating normal, and I'd gain all of it back.
Your fasting window is 7 p.m. to 11 in the morning, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, whatever you could swing, and then you got 11 a.m. to 7 to eat. Yeah. You just can't eat like an asshole. That's the thing.
Why does Bob look like he's seen a ghost?
Yeah, why does he?
My mom went by my place. There was a couple packages outside that I asked her to put in.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I have no recollection of buying these. The Aaron Judge one wasn't the only one I got.
It's Bourdain. You told me you
got
Bourdain. Is
that Anthony Bourdain?
Did I?
You told me you got Bourdain. You're like, the Bourdain one I can live with, but the Judge, no.
Bob. That looks like something you'd win on the fucking boardwalk.
Did I tell you that, Joe?
You told me the Bourdain. You said, I have no, you said word for word. We had just you had eaten like 5,000 calories worth of food. You came and you're like, but maybe you were just calorie drunk. I don't know. But you came down, you were in a daze. You're like, I have no regrets of the Bourdain.
That's tough.
But the Judge one is going to really.
What about the Sandler one? That looks nice.
You didn't tell me about a Sandler one.
That's
you didn't tell me about any Sandler
one. You can't just go buy paintings of just ridiculous.
No, I'm telling you, that looks like if you go on the, if anybody goes, has ever been to a boardwalk in New Jersey, you go and spin the gigantic wheel, and that's one of the prizes, that Adam Sandler portrait right there. And the Judge one for that matter.
Judge one
the Bourdain one is definitely like, that's so out there that maybe I could actually buy into that one. But not the Judge
plus,
of Sandler.
R.I.P. Bourdain. So it kind of changed.
Yeah, yeah. Volpe
messaged me after he saw the Judge one. He goes, Nestor Cortez actually just bought the same one. He just bought the same thing.
Of Judge?
For them, it's got to be a joke. For them, it's got to be a bit. Yeah.
It has to be. Nestor's got some swag, though. Nestor's got some swag.
Yeah.
He's got some swag.
I'll tell you what, they got a fun locker room, man. That locker room's having fun. You know,
God forbid Cole came back. That would be.
He'll be back. He'll be back. And Dominguez will be back.
By the way,
that may not happen.
My dad put in a prop bet. Really bothered me. A futures prop. He's a diehard Yankee fan.
For the Orioles, right?
Yeah, it drove me nuts because he said, look, he's like, I'm still going to be rooting for the Yankees if they play the Orioles. Yeah. It's kind of a Joey D move. Joey D likes doing that stuff. But I don't know. I think if the Yankees then lose to the Orioles, in a way, he's kind of happy. And that makes me – he's better than that. And he's putting in prop bets on the most – he's got a Canucks prop bet to win the NHL. He's got
– he did that for Joe probably, out of respect. Like
a South Carolina women's college basketball future.
Well, that would have hit.
Well, they already won the national title, so that's a winner.
It's wild the amount of prop bets that he's putting in. It really is, man. It's just weird. The Orioles thing bothered me. Now, they probably will win the division, but to that degree, that does bother me a little bit. All right, boys, are we ready to get into our buy or sell segment?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I think so.
Do you want me to start it off there, Joey D?
You ready to start it off? Then go by all means.
Start it off. I am selling a guy that I used to love. And God, he had such a bad, bad take last week. And he's gotten a little clickbaity. Used to be the biggest fan. Selling Colin Cowherd.
He's terrible. He's awful.
He's been bad since he came off radio, I think.
Yo, when he was on ESPN, he was fucking awesome. He was favorite guy.
Yeah, he's
you want to talk about a guy who's out of touch with reality? Watch his fucking
Joe hates him.
The top Joe's, 10 of the week Joe, that he does.
Joe has hated him for a long time. He's got ice cold takes, bro.
Makes me feel like he's doing it on purpose because he's so bad.
Yeah,
that it's like it's almost for people to talk about. It just would infuriate me.
Joe, the first time Jet tells the story, the first time that he met Joe, like, you know, he had seen him on clips and videos and stuff, but he didn't know if he was like actually like that in real life. So Jet came over to his place for the first time when he moved to LA, and he walked in and Joe's screaming at the TV because Colin Cowherd and like his hierarchy put the Packers at like 7. And he walks in and Joe's in his living room screaming at Colin Cowherd for putting the Packers at 7.
They were a top 5 team, without a question.
Who cares where he puts them?
He gets flamed by that account on Twitter, which is one. If you're on Twitter and you're a sports like radio person, there's this account Funhouse, and they do all the Francesa stuff. But their other thing that they do besides Francesa stuff is they roast Colin Cowherd on a daily basis. All they do is retweet like these clips where he literally sounds like he has no idea what he's talking about from that show. No, what did he do this time? What was the take that turned you off?
Dude, he talked about and he just set himself up to get destroyed. He has the podcast with LeBron. JJ Redick is supposed to be like a GM, like a future GM or like a coach. Just talking about him being the Lakers.
Oh, I remember this.
He had on a backwards hat and Colin was talking about how bad of a look that is for a future
JJ
GM.
Redick?
And it goes, yeah, for JJ Redick and how he hates that he has like a backwards hat on. It's like, dude, get real, man. Yeah, like that's and again, I used to love Colin Cowherd, but has some of these takes. And I don't think Joe's necessarily wrong. Sometimes I think, I think Skip Bayless definitely does it where he gives out.
Oh,
him and Stephen A are just insane. Shannon Sharp is another one who's getting unbearable. He did something this week about Shaq. It was so dumb.
His podcast is crushing though.
Crushing.
Yeah, I know.
It's about Club Shay Shay. I would love to see Joey D go on Club Shay Shay, man. Just sit down with a nice glass of bourbon and just let Shannon Sharp just pick his brain a little bit. You know what I mean?
Shannon Sharp don't give a fuck about me, dog.
Probably not, but I do.
He don't even know who the hell Joey D is. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm quite okay with that.
Shannon Sharp is most likely not a fan of the Brownlee Dumb Show.
No, yeah, no. No.
But, you know,
now if he came a knocking, Bob.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I would say, and I'd be curious what the and then we'll move on with the buy, you know, over to you guys. But I'd be curious. I honestly think we've talked about it with the show that I don't think people necessarily want us to have guests. I think they prefer our banter. But I do think we should toy around with the idea of a guest coming on for the top 5 for the snake draft, I think would be pretty cool.
It would.
Yeah.
Could work. Yeah.
Possibly.
If we get somebody in the realm of what the top five is related to, sure.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. I think I'd be interested to see if people would want that. Let's head on over to Joey D by yourself.
I'm gonna sell this week. This kid annoys the shit out of me. And I did to be quite frank, he should have been sold ages ago. I am selling Baby Gronk. This kid is the worst. Did you see now?
I haven't even heard of him in years now, Joe. He's still around?
He has set his list of schools that he was ready to commit to. The kid is 11 years old. Yeah. 11 years old. Clown and show. You know who he landed on?
Who?
Oof.
That's pretty
Ohio
good.
Ohio State.
Now he commits. That means he had a, I guess, did they give him an offer? I mean,
oh my God, what disaster.
Ryan,
that is.
Ryan Day's got no his one. Eyes always looking forward, man. Always looking forward.
An 11-year-old. And by the way, he's not Maybe even he's that fucking good.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Give me a break. Kid wears chains. It's all clickbait. He's doing stuff with Livy Dunn. So people think it's unbelievable, man.
Pretty
it's
good, just, though.
You know,
I mean, that's great. Yeah.
Tell you a powerful relationship is this Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn. You tapped into that
up like a Christmas tree.
No, what would make you believe that this kid is going to get lit up today?
You're going to get lit up today. You watch. The Cubs are going to light his ass on fire.
No, Joe.
You know what? It's his first ever start.
Yeah. There is a lot of hype. There's a little bit too much hype.
Sure. I think he's been.
He's going to get fucking – I would take the Cubs just because –
Cubs have been a good team, man. They score runs. Now, they're going to allow runs because their bullpen's one of the worst I've ever fucking seen. They ain't going to win nothing this year. Sorry to all the Cubs fans out there, but I've been watching them. Cubs will hit the shit out of the baseball, but they are not stopping teams late in games. They're not. Their bullpen is terrible.
No, but I'm saying, you know how much hype there is for a first overall pick, first fucking game he's ever pitched? And the Cubs have firepower, man.
Games in Pittsburgh, right?
You know,
the over-under is very low. It's like 6 or 7. I think it's 7.
Is that so? See, yeah, that's an interesting over-under. Yeah. I mean, that's not. You know who he kind of reminds me of from like a hype standpoint and just like his style is Strasburg. I'm Steven Strasburg out of San Diego State. Yeah, kind of reminds me of that.
I remember Steven Strasburg. Swag, though, I remember the hype behind Steven Strasburg. Forget about when he was in high school. Like Sports Illustrated. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school, I think.
Yeah.
And Harper was like around, I don't know if Harper was around the same time. Might have been a little bit after. I guess he was a little bit after, but that was like Strasburg, Harper back to back were like the two guys out of high school that I remember getting like the most pub, Sports Illustrated, all that shit. I mean, he went on a tear last week. He hit a game, he hit a 3 home run, next game, 3 home run home, and then a grand slam the game after that. He went nuclear.
I think it was just injury after injury. Strasburg's done, right?
Like, yeah, he's
not.
Done, yeah.
He's not trying for a comeback, right?
I don't think so. I think he retired. I thought he retired anyway.
Okay. All right. So Cutsy sells Baby Gronk. And also think Paul Skeens is going to get lit up by the Cubs today.
I actually have nothing against him.
Not a bad call, Joe. Not a bad call. I was looking at it. I mean, I didn't put it out, but I don't mind that play.
You know how much hype, Bob? And then she went on her Instagram or her social media and did a whole thing about how he's getting the first start. So, like, now people who aren't even a fan of his now, which she has her whole army, they're all now watching. That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, Bob. But he seems ready for the moment. I don't think he gets shook from what I've seen. Maybe you're right. Maybe
what
we
have
do.
What have you really seen though? Like, what have you really seen?
yeah, that's
you just call Bob's bluff.
No, like if Bob's scouting AAA ball, God bless him.
He's watching a lot of LSU baseball.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. He could have a game where he. I don't know. I think he'll have like a decent game, but I think the Cubs will score 3 or 4 runs off of him. No. But I think he'll be like a decent start, but I don't think he's going to just shut them down. I mean, you never know. But
that game's today.
I want to watch that
earlier game. Earlier game.
Little matinee.
Yeah, earlier game.
It is a little matinee.
I want to say it's a 4 o'clock
game.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in on that. All right, Mikey V, buy or sell.
we're all selling this week, I guess. Listen, you guys know that I'm into these things. I've reviewed them before. I'm very much for them. Whenever Dunkin' releases new iced coffee flavor, I'm very much in the ballpark for that. I encourage it. I like it. I like to review it, put it out there. They released last week, and it was very hush-hush, because now I know why. They released a donut iced coffee series. They released raspberry jelly donut iced coffee, blueberry iced coffee, and coconut donut iced coffee. Save yourself the trip. Don't go. Don't get excited for it. I went for the blueberry donut. I went to two different Dunkin's to make sure it wasn't, you know, just an outlier at the one. It's they've had these flavors already. Coconut, blueberry, raspberry, they've had it. All they add is like some extra sweetener to call it donut. And that's it. I thought it was going to be something else. Very disappointed. Lazy marketing, lazy creativity out of Dunkin' HQ. Should be
you
a lot better.
Dunkin' though.
That's why it hurts so bad. That's why I'm selling it.
The Jersey Dunkins do hit better. You've always said that the Jersey Dunkins hit better, and I do agree with that, but you got to just start going to Starbucks.
I'll join the fucking sip club before I go to Starbucks.
We'll be happy to have you.
He's the ambassador. By the way,
on the Panera front, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, at what point do they
give
stop
us a
getting
Panera update?
If you're not sponsored, eventually you got to stop getting the free press, because you're giving them a lot of press. They got to answer
really,
the ball.
I haven't given them much press at all. Today was the first day in like weeks I put anything on my story. And Bob,
it's been
by the way,
quiet on the Panera front.
I've noticed. You were pushing Jersey Mike's fucking.
Yeah, I'm out on him.
For years.
I'm out.
They dropped the ball there.
They had a great opportunity.
You got to think. Like, you see, like, listen, the keys of leadership, number two rule of leadership is prepare your successor. DeVito's going to kick the bucket eventually. And somebody's got to be there to pick up the pieces.
But Bob could have been that guy.
But here's the thing. DeVito could have been grooming Bob.
But they do have
the next guy.
I agree.
They do have DeVito, though. So for Bob, that's like, you can understand that. Who does Panera have?
They got nobody.
That's what I'm Joe. I'm for you. I'm fighting a case.
We're both.
I'm not against.
I understand
baffled,
that, but I'm just saying
baffled by Panera's decision.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get. I'm
I haven't
to get
gotten
a, kick
a
in the
sniff.
Ass.
And listen, if I didn't like it so much, I wouldn't pump their tires. And by the way, people are like, "Oh, the product's trash." I'm talking about the Sip Club and the value that you get, that you can order a beverage every 2 hours in a day for free, all month. For the cost of $12.
How many coffees did you have to stay up for that Canucks game last night?
Probably one too many, because I watched them fucking blow the fucking three leads.
What a terrible.
I hate to do this because I'm not one for controversy, but the people, it has to be brought up, and it does remind me. And Joe, you do just have to address it. It's the fact that, man. Mikey last week, after this whole lobster tail fiasco, okay, Mikey's getting pretty roughed up on Twitter back and forth about lobster being aside. Cutsy going
Which
at
fine.
Him.
That was fine.
Totally.
Fine. It's fine.
Cutsy's going at him about lobster not being aside. It's a ridiculous take. And sure as shit, Mikey's sentencing. Oh,
now, obviously, somebody said these guys, bro. Let me first and foremost.
I think Mikey sent somebody to do his dirty business. I think he sent somebody to go in years. By the way, that was
stop, Joe.
Can I say something?
Sure, because you're a guy who runs your burner. He finds archives. I mean, this guy's an archive digger. He digs in the crates.
This was from an episode almost 3 years ago.
I hear you.
And here's my thing. I am allowed in life, if I change my stance on something that I believe in, it wasn't like I said that last week. Now, I went on my Twitter and I put my hand up and I said, this was the wrong take by me.
He did, Bob. He did.
And Bob is now trying to pretzel this into something. But that was almost 3 years ago.
That's what it was almost
3 years ago. I've changed my stance on it. I went as far to say, if I said that take was right, that's a wrong take in my books, and I doubled down on it. But it was almost 3 years ago. They were playing this as if it happened a month ago. Like I have changed my stance on the lobster tail side.
Yeah, but it wasn't a full hand up. He was like, he's like, I must have been
put the hand up in my Twitter.
He's like, I must have been on a gummy at that
point. What are you talking about, Bob? I will show you.
Now he's going to take your tweet.
There you go. You put there it on is. There. You said well, it. I'm just saying, I don't think it was a full hand up. A full hand up wasn't not and blaming the gummy.
Now, this is the problem.
Read the actual full text, not well, like the Vancouver the Chinese food text.
Well, we do have to.
I got to go to replies now. Here's the problem with Twitter. It's so hard to find the exact conversation now. Because it's like, I got to go. By the way, these enchiladas looked unbelievable. I got to say
enchilada.
That. Good enchilada. Oh, my God.
Shout
that
out
looked
Holly.
Unbelievable.
Shout out Holly V.
Let me see here. I'll just take another second. If I don't find it, then it's so be it. Okay, here it is. No, that's not it. Fuck.
Yeah, Joe, we'll have Ticket put it up there. You got to have Ticket put up the video.
I put
well.
Up my hand in it and I said straight up, I was like, yeah, this was wrong. Oh, here's Mikey V. There you have it. Okay, here we go. The pretzel. This is where it is, I think. Okay, here it is. The only way I could justify this is if I was high on a gummy. This is a wrong.
Oh my God, Joe.
Wait. This is a wrong take by me, and I'll be the first to admit it with the hand up. How much more hand up, Bob, can you get? I literally put the hand up in the fucking tweet.
Well, you prefaced it though that you were under the influence.
Well,
because
I was shocked. I was shocked to hear that. I was absolutely beside myself.
Again, if you could play the clip at some point,
the clip is unbelievable. Oh, that cuts by that logic is a lobster tail then a side.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, that is the most ridiculous.
That changes the whole outlook.
The
of
whole
the
thing.
Five.
By the way, Bobby, you know why it's a side? Because nobody just has one lobster tail. If you do an entree, the entree comes with two lobster tails because one is not a sufficient amount of food to hold up as an entree. So you get an entree. If you ever see lobster tail, comes with two.
I can't tell you the last time I've had two lobster tails.
I can't tell you the last time I would ever order lobster tails as my main course.
Yeah,
I just
thank
wouldn't
you.
Do it.
Thank you. It's a side.
Clip, Mikey,
by the way,
like,
some
it's
people
not
have
even
got
like
it's better to
it's
do.
Not even like
3 years
it's
worth
not,
of
it's,
archives.
The clip for those people who haven't heard it isn't even like Joe just co-signing like, yeah, I it could be a side. It is a flag planting stance on
hey,
lobster
man.
Tail being a side.
Look, people got nothing better to do, man.
There's
3 years worth of archives. Oh. This guy had to be digging through like you know the scene where Morgan Freeman in the movie Seven, he's like set up in the library late at night reading through the books. That's what this guy had to do.
That's how committed our fan base
it
is. God fucking bless them.
Every single one.
It's pretty nominal.
When you really look at it, it is a compliment to our fan base of how die hard they are and
they
coming
are.
In. There's a lot of we've been recording so much stuff for so long now that a lot of time this stuff comes. I'll give you a fucking hand up on one. There's a video of me where I'm going through the Ryder Cup when Bob Does Sports just started, and I'm in the merchandise shop at Whistling Straits at Ryder Cup.
Oh, I heard this one.
And there's $90 polos, and I say on there, I say, oh my God, $90 for polo. That's crazy. Sure as shit. Two years later, we come out with our own apparel line, and we do $90 for a polo.
Tell you what, bro. Doesn't have to be $90. You go ahead and head over to my profile on Instagram. You click that breezy link. You're saving yourself 15% on that polo, dog. Doesn't have to be 90. You could get into the 70s very easily.
No, get that plug in, Mikey.
Click of a button. No promo code necessary. Head on over. BreezyGolf.com/BearDown15.
Look, and as time goes, more of this stuff. More of this stuff is going to happen. There's so much shit out there that oh my God.
I knew that would get Joe.
Mikey,
people would just say slash. You're so
No, it's a backslash. Backslash.
You're such a sick individual.
You're
I love
sick.
You.
This pollen level is just
all right, boys. Oh my God. The allergies I was
getting
dealing
crushed,
with the other day.
Man.
There was like little white things of pollen flying through the sky. It's just
brutal.
I tell you, I've never respected having like a portable thing of Claritin with you. It's a lifesaver.
Especially you're outside a lot, but on the golf course and shit.
That's bad.
Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, let's go on into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five bands or musicians. So really
like artists, right? Artists?
Yes.
Okay.
Like artists. Again, I'll say Mike V won the list last week. And up there, man. I it was my draft to lose after the first two, and I did. That's what happened. Now, with that being said, Mikey, you're going to have the option. I think Joe came last. I came second. Mikey V first. Mikey V, where in the draft would you like to start?
I'm going to pick third.
It's great.
I'm going to pick third.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to do that. It's the right play. And then, yeah, I guess I will. Fuck, man. Yeah, I'll go first. Number one, go ahead and lock me in for the Beatles.
Wow, I thought you were going to go Billy Joel first, Bob.
Me too.
I think I could still...
A little bit of a sellout pick there.
No.
When was the last time Bob listened to a Beatles track?
No, I listen to the Beatles songs. I listen to the Beatles all the time.
Sure.
Okay.
He just uses the track for the Feed Bob. That's it.
Oh, yeah. He does.
Great.
Yeah. What would you do?
Great. Also, too, I don't think you guys are going to take him.
Okay. Joseph?
Oh, Mikey V, keep
No,
I don't.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I'm not taking him in the first round. I can tell you that. And no disrespect to Mr.
Right,
Joel.
Right. I love Mr. Joel. Let me work my draft.
Go do your thing, GM.
Joseph?
We're just doing a little Mel Kiper analysis. That's all we're doing.
Hmm.
My first pick, I'm going to take Michael Jackson.
MJ, off the board.
We head on over to Mikey. Mikey with the snake, he's got two coming up.
Yep. All right. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sorry for the silence there, folks. We're just heavy drafting. We are in the war room. This is just the way things work around here, and we appreciate you for hanging on while we
rolling
have the silence.
Rolling Stones.
Okay, back over to Joey D.
Fuck, man.
During this moment of silence, feel free to smash that subscribe button to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You can like it, you can subscribe, you can comment, whatever you would like. Joey D, we head over to you.
I'm going to go with Queen.
That's the right pick. It's the right pick.
Joel is coming in this wraparound.
Yeah, 100%.
No doubt.
There's no chance he doesn't.
100%. Right. I am going to go give me Pearl Jam.
My boys.
And then give me Billy Joel.
Going to see them in September, finally.
Are you really? That's a fun one. Where's that?
The Garden.
Holy shit. I thought we would have a live Brilliantly Dumb Show before Pearl Jam came back on the tour, but looks like they'd be... looks like they went ahead and beat us to that. All right.
All right, so it's my pick now, yeah?
That's right.
Indeed.
This is tough, man. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go Frank Sinatra.
That's who takes Sinatra off the board.
That hurts for me. All right, go ahead and give me...
During this moment of silence, we'd like to let you know the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Luna's Wood Fire Tavern.
This is a tough one, man.
Come early, come often, pizza, drinks, whatever it is, Luna Wood Fire Tavern, Nutley, New Jersey. Ask for Lou.
That is Lou, yes. Give me, I'm going to take Eminem.
Pick.
And then I'm going to follow that up with Elvis.
Yeah, okay. Elvis was on my list too.
And we head over to Joey D.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Oh man. Oh man, I love that.
I thought you were taking them there, Mikey. I didn't think that they were going to make their way. I
No.
thought there's no chance that you wouldn't take them. I know how
Love
much
the
you love
Eagles.
them.
Love the Eagles. Musicians and it's so, this is just this is
This
so
is
tough,
it's
man.
tough,
It's so
man.
tough. There's
It's
so many.
so tough.
I had 30 names on my list.
I had
Like
about the
30.
same.
It's insane.
Okay, I am. Hold on, I lost you guys on the computer here.
What?
What?
I can't
Oh my.
find you guys.
Well, we could see you. You're right there. You're
Can
doing
see you
great.
there.
Am I?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay.
Give me, so now it's my last two, right?
That's
Yep.
right.
Give me Red Hot Chili Peppers and give me Bob Marley.
Didn't see that one coming. All right, my last pick. This is tough. This I feel like this is a make it or break it. I'm gonna go with my last pick. I'm gonna go with the Who.
And Mikey V, back over to you for the final.
A lot of good names left on this board, man.
There's a lot
I mean,
still. It's a
we could have
lot
done,
of good names on this board.
we could have gone 10 if we wanted to go with
Yeah,
10 for this
easily could
one.
have gone 10. Yep. But we're not. Give me last pick between two. Between two, really. It's either Whitney Houston or it's gonna be Eric Clapton. I'm really like between the two of them. Give me
It's
Clapton.
Eric Clapton
Clapton's so.
off the board. Mikey V, if you could go ahead and rattle off what everybody has here, that would be absolutely spectacular.
Bob, you went Beatles, Pearl Jam, Billy Joel, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bob Marley. Joe's got Michael Jackson, Queen, Sinatra, the Eagles, and the Who. A lot of stadium rock bands there. And then I got Zeppelin, the Stones, Eminem, Elvis, and Eric Clapton. This is interesting. It is going to be
Interesting
again. This is,
one.
you know what it is? It's like this is so subjective to like, there's really not like, it's what you like and what you don't like. So, I mean, you know, the Beatles may not hit for like, there are some people out there I know can't stand the Beatles for whatever reason. But then there's people out there who can't stand the Rolling Stones. Like, it's this is so
See,
subjective
yeah,
music.
I
So,
actually this one normally I'm not sure. I love my list here
you got a
because
good
I think
list. It's a
like
good list.
it's got enough for everybody with the you know between Mike who doesn't like Michael Jackson and who doesn't like Queen, who doesn't like Sinatra. Now, Mikey, you have a lot of versatility too on yours. Bob, I don't mind Bob's either. I think they're all good lists. It's just.
Tell you, it goes to show you with everything, like if you look at our list. I really do believe this. I think you guys too. Music back in the day doesn't even compare. Like if we
No.
grew up in the time with Queen and all of these guys,
Oh my
it
God.
doesn't even compare to what we have now. You know what I mean?
I talk about it on a semi-regular basis about like how my parents or grandparents could go and go see Frank Sinatra. Like that's just preposterous. Like my brain can't really comprehend that. They could just go and see, you know, Led Zeppelin. They could just go and see
Yeah.
the Beatles. Like that, like it
By the
doesn't.
way, some of
I am
them.
going to see the Stones though in 2 weeks.
That's
I am going to
awesome.
see the Rolling Stones in
By
2 weeks.
the way, though, there's still some lists, some names off this list that,
Oh,
you
dude,
know,
Jimi Hendrix, Bob
Prince,
Dylan. I mean, yeah,
Nirvana,
Prince.
Pink Floyd, David
Yep,
Bowie,
BB
Nirvana would have
King,
been
BB
Nirvana,
King, the Grateful
Johnny
Dead.
Cash, Elton John.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Notorious B.I.G., Whitney
By the
Houston,
way, Tupac.
Marvin Gaye. I mean, there's a lot of good places.
Imagine getting an IG follow from the Rolling Stones, Mikey.
Would be nice. Would be a
It'd be a
good
great
follow.
follow. Mel
Good
Kiper and the
follow.
Rolling Stones,
Sure.
baby.
Keith Richards. Give me Keith Richards. Little
All
follow back
right.
from Keith Richards.
Happy Mother's Day week to all the mothers out there. I know it's Tuesday. This is dropping, but happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. And as always, we'll see you next week.